This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Feel free to join us on the radio. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number for you. That's 855-450-3733. And on the way here tonight, of course, your calls about whatever you want to discuss, if you make them. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can join us over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is a way for you to, first off, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show in our Discord chats. There's various different rooms with different topics that can be discussed, including one for live Free Talk Live listeners where people are chatting right now. But there's also the top room, which allows you to get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And if you were out at the Fork Fest for the last several days, it's ended on Tuesday, but if you were over the weekend at Fork Fest, you would have been able to sit down and actually talk to us in the studio, in our remote studios. We had a good time there, and the video, by the way, that I took of the Border Patrol checkpoint is now online. I talked about it later last week while we were on the campground.
Yep.
The Border Patrol checkpoint, an internal Border Patrol checkpoint in New Hampshire, about 75 miles south of the actual so-called border of Canada, where they were running this checkpoint throughout the weekend. We gathered about five activists together into a car together with cameras and went and did the checkpoint and refused to answer their questions. And you can watch the video from that over at freekeen.com. The video is up now as we speak. Once again, that's freekeen.com. It's nice and short because they didn't detain us for very long, and we did not answer their question, which was nice. So you can see that and how that went. Maybe we'll play it on tomorrow night's show since it's an immigration issue, and that's one of those things that is always, you know, it always sparks controversy on a Saturday night. So
yes,
we'll hold that one for tomorrow night. But another story that we touched on last week that we didn't get to was about Uruguay and their cannabis legalization there.
Yeah.
Sort of, they've been overshadowed now, of course, by Canada, and which is a very large country that's legalizing cannabis within the next few months. We talked over the weekend about the variety of approaches that the different Canadian provinces are going to take regarding legalization. But what's going on in Uruguay? Well, maybe it could be a little bit of an instructive situation down there in Uruguay, because if I recall correctly, the situation in Uruguay was that they were going to legalize cannabis, but have the state be the exclusive seller of that cannabis.
Oh, yeah, there's no way that could go wrong.
And if that's
oops. Only seeds and stems.
Well, it's not probably not that bad, but it's bad, and we'll tell you what's going wrong here in moments, which you could predict this. But, you know, hello, Canada, because a lot of the Canadian provinces are going to do the same exact thing of having the government be the exclusive retail distributor, and in some provinces, the exclusive distributor, period.
Right.
Like, you know, not even sourcing from different growers, which is an even worse mistake. Montevideo, according to CBS News, Laura Andrade recently walked out of the pharmacy in Uruguay, cursing loudly because she couldn't buy legal pot. The wine sommelier had taken a bus since pharmacies in her neighborhood don't sell the drug, but a pharmacy employee told her to come back the next day. Quote, I work. I can't come here every day, she complained. Today, I'll have to buy it from an illegal dealer. I have no choice. The system is crap. It's useless, she says. Marijuana went on sale in Uruguay last year under a 2013 law that made it the first nation in the world to legalize a pot market, covering the entire chain from plants to purchase. But the country is still working out how to meet demand in its effort to undercut drug traffickers who control the black market. The head of Uruguay's National Drugs Council, Diego Oliveira, told the Associated Press, quote, the demand is greater than our productive capacity. We have to address that challenge, unquote.
Hold on. I'm still stuck on the end of the last paragraph. Where it mentioned drug traffickers controlling the black market.
Yes.
The only reason there's a black market is because government has made it illegal for anybody other than the government to sell it.
Correct.
And prior to that, they made it illegal for anyone to sell it.
Yeah.
And by definition, a trafficker is someone who, and correct me if I'm off on my definition here, but as I understand it, someone who basically transports and then sells things that are illegal.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So they're, being redundant and repetitious for no good reason. The only reason there are drug traffickers is because it's illegal. The only reason there's a black market is because it's illegal. So therefore, there would be traffickers in the black market.
And why should anybody be surprised when the government announces that they can't keep up with demand? That the, quote, the demand is greater than our productive capacity. Yes, the demand is greater than your productive capacity, government, but not the productive capacity of the market in Uruguay if it were actually allowed to act. Because when demand is greater than an existing producer in the marketplace, if it's a relatively free market, when an existing producer is maxed out, when they're selling out a product left and right, and they can't increase for whatever reason, they don't have enough capital, though they should because they're selling out a product left and right, they don't have enough capital to reinvest and to expand their operations, that's when a competitor will enter the market because the competitor will see, they'll hear from the customers, like, I can't get any weed. This store down here is sold out every single day. You know, the word's going to get around that this situation needs to be remedied, that there's profit to be made in a business where some business that exists is not able to fulfill the full consumer demand. That means another upstart can come in, swoop in, offer a product at a better price, or even a product at the same price in that case.
Or a lower price, or a higher price. If you're offering a product, if I have a product for sale, and I'm not one of these people that, you know, is going to, whenever there's a natural disaster, go defend price gougers, but if I'm selling something at $1,000 and everybody else has it on, you know, their menu or whatever at $5, but they don't actually have any, I'm still making more money because I sold one of the thing.
That's true. So yes, you could enter into a
so
market
the,
like
in
this.
So in the free market,
price.
Or you know, a free-ish market, there's something called profit motive. With government, they don't have that.
Exactly. And so the government can see that they're failing. They're failing in this case. I mean, their man here is admitting that they have to address that challenge. But government doesn't have the same incentives as the marketplace to address those challenges. It's like, that's just a bureaucrat saying, we really need to do something about this. That doesn't, it doesn't matter to his job whether or not they do something tomorrow or whether or not they do something in half a year or a year from now about this.
Right.
Because he's still going to be the head of Uruguay's National Drugs Council when it's all said and done. If they fail or if they succeed, pretty much his job is secure.
Right.
Whereas in the marketplace, if you continue to fail, if you're a middle manager or even, you know, a higher level manager, and you continue to fail to achieve the goals set out for your position, well, a company that doesn't want to go out of business is going to either whip you into shape or get you out the door.
Or even if you're the low-level sales guy.
Right. Like, yeah, if you're not meeting your quotas.
You don't even need to be in management. If you're not doing the thing that you were hired to do,
you got to go.
You go bye-bye.
Because the market, you know, wants service. It wants to service its customers so these companies can stay in business and continue to make profits. Because if they don't service their customers will go elsewhere. But they can't legally go elsewhere in Uruguay. But as the woman said in the store, or outside of it, she pointed out, well, I'm just going to go to an illegal dealer. She knows them. It's not like they just closed up shop overnight and went away because the government legalized weed. As you pointed out, Daryl, the market for the illegal weed dealers is still present in Uruguay because of the government's failure to allow freedom in this
and
area.
And I would be willing to wage some amount of money that there's still a black market in Colorado.
Yes.
There's still a black market in Washington,
there definitely
Oregon. We know that there's one still in Maine and Massachusetts because retail hasn't started there. There's probably a black market in Nevada. We know there's one in D.C. because even though it's been legalized, no one can legally purchase it. You can grow it as long as you're not on federal property or within so far federal property. You can gift someone something, again, as long as the gifting doesn't happen on federal property, which is a large chunk of D.C.
It would be interesting to actually interview a black market dealer in Washington or Oregon just to see, like, who are your customers? What are the services you're providing? Because presumably there's probably some sort of maximum purchase that you can make at a legal store.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, like an ounce or two or something like that.
I know there's a maximum in Colorado, yeah. And I'm guessing there is in the other states as well.
So I suspect those are some of their customers, the people that want more. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio if you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the failure of monopolies, specifically in this case, government monopoly, which is, of course, the worst kind of monopoly, where monopolies are enforced at the threat of violence Because if you were to sell marijuana in Uruguay, where it's legal, I'm putting air quotes around that, meaning that you can get it legally through the government-approved channel, which is to say the government is the exclusive distributor of it, but it's still illegal to sell otherwise, which, of course, means that there is a likely a robust black market continuing to operate in Uruguay, which is probably not as robust in states like Colorado and Washington, where, as the article points out from CBS News, that in those states, they actually have a glut of cannabis. There's so much marijuana being produced there that they're having to slash prices because of price competition, because there's too much supply. You know, Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. By the way, Bitcoin.com is where you go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, you want to learn where it all started. Bitcoin, the granddaddy of all cryptos, go there and get started into that world. It's not too late. You might think to yourself, my God, Bitcoin is so expensive. Well, actually, it's been declining in price throughout the year. It just dropped below $6,000 for one Bitcoin today.
Damn.
So times are tough for the people that bought at the peak of $19,000 per Bitcoin, but for those who've held on for the ride over all the years, it's still up over where it was a year ago. A year ago, it was maybe about $2,000-$3,000. So it's
probably
more than double what it was at that time. And that's not to say that it won't still keep going down. We don't know what's going to happen. But if you want to learn the basics, go to Bitcoin.com. You can also buy Bitcoin there. And I have to admit defeat, I think, on the air here, Daryl. I found out over this last week, Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host, pointed out that somebody has actually forked Bitcoin. You know, there's been dozens of these forks where they'll copy the Bitcoin blockchain and tweak the code a little bit and release their own version of Bitcoin. So now somebody called their fork Bitcoin Core. And so I have to admit that was a pretty smart
ticker
move.
Ticker symbol BTCC.
Yeah, pretty smart move because I had been labeling Bitcoin BTC as Bitcoin Core because that's what they'd referred to their software, their core software, the full node software, the official Bitcoin software is called Bitcoin Core. And the idea was to differentiate between Bitcoin Core and sort of the original Bitcoin because the original Bitcoin doesn't really exist anymore in its original form. It doesn't. Now they added this thing called segregated witness to it. They're adding in this thing called the Lightning Network, supposedly, which is supposed to make it so Bitcoin is affordable again. I just spent $2 today to send some Bitcoin. I sent $10 worth of Bitcoin to somebody here in the Keene area because we're doing a giveaway in town. And I spent $2 on top of that to send the $10. So we're right back to where, almost back to where we were last year at this time, where the prices of these fees on the Bitcoin network were going up. So for me, it was a way of communicating that Bitcoin, as we know it, isn't the Bitcoin today as we knew it, you know, a few years ago.
And as I understand it, and, you know, like I'm not, you know, highly involved in all the internal politics or whatnot, but I know you pay a little bit more attention to that than I do. There's one group of Bitcoin developers that they have called their team the Bitcoin Core team.
Correct.
Prior to that, there was, you know, like the Bitcoin QT was like the primary official
QT,
Bitcoin something.
Mm-hmm. QT is the graphical version of the official Bitcoin wallet. So
okay.
Bitcoin D is the program name for the non-graphical version. So if you're going to do a command line prompt, and then they took Bitcoin D. So Bitcoin D runs in the background whenever you're running the actual Bitcoin graphical thing, which is the QT. Well,
but then there's also the group, and I don't know if they still exist. There was Bitcoin Unlimited.
That's a competing wallet and that works
so
on the Bitcoin network.
It's a wallet that is developing various things for Bitcoin. So it's not that Bitcoin Core is the only group of developers trying to develop anything for Bitcoin. They're just the largest.
They're the influential ones. They're the ones that everybody pays attention to. They're the ones that that adopt the various different protocols that are proposed for Bitcoin. So ultimately, they're the ones that matter, basically. But so I was making that change, and it was something that a few people were trying to do to differentiate the old Bitcoin from the new Bitcoin. But it's just not going to work now that somebody's brilliantly created Bitcoin Core as its own cryptocurrency. So I think the best way for me to refer to Bitcoin, BTC, would be to call it the slow and expensive Bitcoin because it is slow. I mean, many cryptocurrencies have become much faster as far as their block times and their confirmation times are concerned. And it is expensive again. I mean, it's You know, it was as cheap as 20 cents per transaction as of within the last couple of months. But even that is still 10 times what it should be, because Bitcoin back in the day was like usually no more than a cent or two per transaction. And so 20 cents is still insultingly high to me, because I was around when it was cheaper. But now it's like, if you go to bitcoinfees.info, it's $3 to get into the next block, as they call it, which means that it would take 10 minutes to get your first confirmation on your transaction. It's over $3, and it has been for the last few days. And when I brought that up on a recent discussion we were having in our crypto group in the area, Chris Reitman came back and said there was some sort of claim that it had to do with an exchange clearing out their Bitcoin or whatever is why the prices went up. But that was several days ago, and it's still high price. So I don't know. To me, it just seems like Bitcoin is still broken. It's just that the usage of it has gone down so much to where the fees aren't insane like they were last year when they hit $5, $10, $15, $20 per transaction. There's no reason they couldn't hit that again if the demand kept increasing. And since that's what we're talking about here tonight, is demand increasing, demand in the marketplace not being able to be met by its supplier. In the case of cryptocurrency, if Bitcoin fails, well, that's okay. There's thousands of other options out there, because you don't need to ask government permission, thank goodness, to create a cryptocurrency. All you got to do is know how to program and copy the code of an existing crypto, change it. So that's what they did with Litecoin when the Litecoin was the first alternative to Bitcoin that came out. I think it was like 2013 or somewhere around that time, 2012.
I think it was 2011,
was it that early? Okay. Well, anyway, they copied the Bitcoin code and they tweaked a couple things. They made it 4 times faster with its block confirmation times. And they released that. And then the folks over at Dash copied the Litecoin code because they like the 4 times faster thing, but they also wanted to add some other things to it, like a governance structure and so on and so forth. So with cryptocurrency, it's super easy to make your own thing and enter the marketplace and compete, and that's why there is an insane level of competition. In fact, you could argue that it's actually too much, right? This is one of the arguments by people who don't like the free market. Is they'll say, well, why do you need 70 different types of deodorants? What do you say to that?
Well, I personally don't need all of those, but there's a type of deodorant that I like. There's types of deodorant that other people like. So it's not that I personally need 70 deodorants, but there's a variety of people that all need different things.
That's true. But couldn't they just get by with 7 instead of 70?
Well, I could think of at least 7 different types of deodorant that Old Spice makes.
Yeah, that's true.
That there are, you know, 7 different types that Axe body spray.
But isn't that just an example of the market's excess, Daryl? We don't really need all of those options, do we? Shouldn't the central government control these things?
The T-shirt says, nobody needs a whiny little bitch either, but here you are.
That's a great comeback. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Look, choices are good in the marketplace. Most of these choices in cryptocurrency can be safely ignored. Of course, you never know which one of them is going to sprout up and become the Bitcoin killer one of these days. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're gathered today to hear directly from the American victims of illegal immigration. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
President Trump at a White House news conference. This is in San Diego. A rally outside a San Diego detention center condemning the administration's policies. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. The president has been accusing Democrats of holding it up, but actually the measure he backs doesn't have enough support among Republicans. The bill he's pushed, curbing legal immigration and funding his border wall, failed to pass the House yesterday. The second measure didn't have enough votes either. The president tweeted that GOP leaders should stop wasting their time for now, predicting that more Republicans will be elected in November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can call in on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We got more to say on cannabis in Uruguay under a so-called legal but highly controlled market where the government has the exclusive right to distribute cannabis. We'll tell you more about how that's failing, as you would expect it to if you know anything about the ways monopolies just don't work, especially when they're government-run monopolies that are enforcing their monopoly on others by the threat of violence. But first, we go to Sarah, calling in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I learned about another nuclear bomb shelter.
Oh?
This one is in the state of Pennsylvania, and I heard it on the 9 o'clock show today. So they actually cut into the mountain. They cut into the mountain. They have a whole city underneath it. So
is this one of these shelters that is ostensibly for the elites? Like the politicians, right, and rich people?
Well, and the people that work for the government. So he was talking about how you're picked, how you're qualified, and your coworkers and your family and your spouse and your daughters will just be toast. So, you know, it wasn't like too great of an idea, you know.
So what do you think about this? I mean, you think it's just not fair? I mean, why are you researching this? I mean, obviously, people who have a bunch of wealth at their disposal are going to be able to do things like build fancy underground bunkers or whatever. Does it make you jealous or what?
Well, you know, I just think it's not fair. aware that they're keeping this a big secret.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a secret.
Not a secret. I did a search for bomb shelter, Pennsylvania, and one of the first articles that came up was, here's the gigantic, not-so-secret Pennsylvania nuclear war in the because somehow I wound up just getting dyslexic.
Right.
Here's the gigantic, not-so-secret Pennsylvania bunker, quote, where nuclear war in the U.S. would begin.
And this is the Raven Rock Mountain Complex.
Okay.
That was built in the late 1940s.
Locals
jokingly refer to as Harry's Hole for President Harry Truman.
Huh.
Residents would hold picnics while watching the excavations and blasting, and many worked on the construction. It was never completely a secret, but it stayed close to one for a while, mainly because no one said anything.
Now, is it still, Sarah, maybe you, since you know so much about it, is this a government-run facility?
Well, I think so. And then I think the bunker that I was talking about is exactly this same bunker, because, they were blowing up under the mountains to make a whole city.
It's not a secret when people are setting off bombs under a mountain and, you know, construction workers are there every single day.
The Raven Rock Complex is fully operational, and should the United States break out into a nuclear war, it's where the defense operations would likely be centered.
Okay, so it is government run then.
Yes, it's government run.
Yeah. Just making sure. I mean, it could be rich people, you know, building their own bunker. I mean, that could happen.
It was built by the U.S. military in the 1940s, and that's why it was called Harry's Hole, because it's where Harry Truman would hide.
Just making sure. All right, so there you go, Sarah. Not a secret at all. So you didn't really stumble into anything.
But they didn't teach it to us in third grade in history class, but even if they did, nobody would remember it that many years later, so therefore secret.
It's not a secret, but the good news is nuclear war, probably not the most likely thing on the horizon.
Right.
Thank goodness, because even the most psychopathic nut job in various different nations, they still want to have their power, so they're not likely to launch a nuclear strike, given that they know that they would probably be eliminated from existence by a counterstrike after that, and they don't want that to happen. So thank goodness for that.
Well, you know the seed bank in the Arctic, right? I know that they have that because they want to come out from the Arctic.
There's a seed bank in the Arctic?
They have this mechanically. I mean, it's pretty cold, but they they have a freezer that keeps it even colder, and it's the last flighted airplane, like the scheduled airplane, is the last one that was as far as it would go. And
is the idea that if you keep seeds on the Arctic, that if nuclear holocaust comes, that it won't strike the Arctic, and so you'll go and collect the seeds and sort of replant the soil? Is that, I'm just speculating here, is that the reason for it?
Well, that's the elitist plan with, the billionaires, Koch's brother and all that, when they come out after it settles down, they want to have the seeds available to replenish the earth. So you know what they want to calm us down, like the nuclear war is not going to be happening. But I'm pretty sure it's coming down. Who knows where I'm going to be or you're going to be?
Well, we'll probably be dead.
So the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is in Norway. It is about 800 miles from the North Pole, and it's operated by the Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research, and they keep seeds.
Yeah.
They do keep seeds there, but it's basically to where if for some reason something happens and a particular plant, quote-unquote, goes extinct, we've got seeds and we can try to recreate this plant.
There you go.
Right.
Sarah,
I
understand you're afraid. Is there one particular madman that you're most afraid of in the world?
Well, you know what? It's not just a madman, but it was predicted by Dr. Jonas. You know what I mean? You cannot.
Oh, because some other lunatic in the past made a bunch of failed predictions. You believe that this one is going to come true. Nostradamus.
Well, Nostradamus, he did say that it's going to hit New York.
Have you ever considered looking at a list of all of his failed predictions?
He's said a bunch of things, yeah. And some of them have been construed to be something that was predicted. Like, he wrote basically in riddles. And some people have said, ah, see, this riddle means that this thing.
Mm.
But it's always after the fact. It's
right.
Always just sort of like the Bible code thing to where people, oh, you type in and like there's hidden messages in the Torah.
Oh, yeah.
But
we
you always ever find them after the fact.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. I got to say, I'm not scared about nuclear holocaust because, you know, good luck with that, man. Haven't you ever played the Fallout games?
No, but see, I just want to warn people, this is what happens when you listen to way too much late-night radio. And
you're talking about what Sarah is what happens.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like early morning radio where people yell and scream about turning frogs gay.
But wait a minute, Daryl, we're on in the middle of the night in a lot of markets.
Okay, but we're not talking about paranoid conspiracy theorists unless Sarah calls in.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so there you go. There's your Sarah dose for the night. And she called an hour early than she normally does. I wonder if she's all right. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we were talking about monopoly, specifically government monopoly, over the cannabis plant, which is what's happened in Uruguay, the first country to legalize cannabis. And they got it wrong in Uruguay, just like they're getting it wrong in most of the Canadian provinces, as we went over this weekend with their plans to have the government be the exclusive retailer of cannabis in Uruguay.
Even to some extent, Washington and Colorado have gotten it wrong.
Sure, any amount of regulation is wrong from the libertarian perspective because it's a plant. You should just be able to, you know, buy and sell and grow and eat and, you know, cook with and do whatever it is you want, smoke it with the plant that you like without having to ask any government bureaucrat's permission. But if you are in Colorado and Washington and you don't have their permission slip, men with guns could very well raid your facility and shut it down and steal all your stuff, just like they did during the war on drugs.
Right.
So that hasn't changed. It's really all about obedience and asking permission. According to CBS News in their article about Uruguay's marijuana struggles, where they can't meet consumer demand, not because it's impossible. It's certainly possible to meet consumer demand for a weed that you can just throw seeds everywhere for and have it grow. It's not hard to grow cannabis. Now, there's ways to do it that make it better. And we'll continue here in moments. Why are they failing? And we'll tell you more about the situation. It's because government, because monopoly, violent monopoly. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm, plus the Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want you to know about Zencash if you are into cryptocurrency, if you're just getting started into cryptocurrency, or if you're old school, you know there are a bunch of alternatives to Bitcoin out there. We mentioned some of them earlier here tonight. But there's an overwhelming amount of them. So where do you start? You don't have time to look through 1,500 of them, and that's just the ones that are listed on CoinMarketCap.
Right.
I don't know how many of them there actually are. There's probably like 3,000 of them or something, because CoinMarketCap won't actually list the cryptos that don't do more than a certain amount, I think, of transactional volume per day. So you got to get past a certain point to get to that list.
Right, and there was one of the cryptocurrencies, I'm not going to mention the name, that Will Coley was actually handing out paper wallets for mm-hmm. at ForkFest and PorkFest
yeah.
because they were hoping that people would take the currency and then go to an exchange
and trade it
to wind up hitting that magical number so that they get listed on yeah. CoinMarketCap.
It's an interesting approach. I wonder if it worked out for them. But Zencash is there. It is on the list. And there's good reason why, because it's a solid crypto. It's got some of the best technology out there, especially in the world of privacy. It's got zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you want to look at Zencash. If you care about voluntarism, if you care about liberty, if you care about a good economics, you want to look at Zencash. It was founded by voluntarists like the host of this show, not the host of this show, but people who have similar worldviews. In fact, they wrote voluntarism into the white paper, which you can see for yourself over at Zencash.com. There's a lot of people supporting Zencash, running over 11,000 secure nodes, which means that it's one of the most secure systems as far as the node count is concerned. It's almost impenetrable. It's impossible to take that down because you can't stop 11,000 different nodes all around the entire planet. So it's awesome. Go and check out Zencash over at Zencash.com, and you can learn about their secure nodes and how you can actually get paid in Zen to run one of those. And upcoming soon, they're working on what they're calling super nodes of Zen. So head on over to Zencash.com as we continue here. And we'll take your calls about what you want, but in the first part of this hour, we were talking about the Uruguay story out of CBS News, reporting on the government's abject failure to meet demand. According to the head of Uruguay's National Drugs Council, Diego Oliveira, he says the demand is greater than our productive capacity. Now, he says he wants to address that challenge, but as I pointed out before, whether they do it sooner or later or if they ever succeed really is immaterial because, well, even if they don't succeed to increase their capacities, they'll still be fine. The government's not going to go out of business, especially when it has especially when it has the government-granted monopoly, meaning that anybody else who tries to compete will be considered illegal and subject to arrest and prosecution. Now, as they point out here in the story, Oregon and California have the opposite problem. They've got a glut, which, of course, isn't so much of a problem. It's certainly not a problem for the consumers. It's a challenge for the producers. If you have too much marijuana, you can't hold on to it forever. It's a plant, and it will wither, and it will go bad over time. It will go to mold. And so, you know, your marijuana crop has a limited lifespan, and you gotta get it sold. Otherwise, you gotta give it away, or, you know, burn it, or get rid of it in some way. And so that's the other problem.
The people that buy it, they also burn it.
That's true, but, you know, if you've spent money producing a thing, you would prefer not to set it aflame.
Now, I wonder,
if you're the producer.
I wonder if, and, you know, I'm not super knowledgeable on cannabis and how well it, you know, quote-unquote ages or whatnot, but let's say that something has been on the shelf for several months. Would that then be good for making edibles out of if it, you know, is no longer necessarily, you know, prime for smoking?
Yeah. So I'm also not an expert on growing, but I've known a thing or two about the world of cannabis. And I know that in the world of the illegal marketplace, sometimes the cheaper cannabis, which is harder to find in the United States these days, as you know, compared to what it was 20 years ago when I was living down in Florida, but the regs, as they call it, which is, you know, regular sort of level marijuana with a bunch of seeds and, you know, real stemmy, that stuff can sit on a shelf or in a warehouse and being transported around from handler to handler for a period of up to several months. So sometimes you can get some cannabis that's fairly brittle because it's very, very dry. Now, part of the cannabis curing process is about making sure that it is dried out properly because you don't want it to be moist. Otherwise, it'll go to mold sooner. And if you, you know, if you're a cannabis distributor and you've got dozens of pounds of cannabis to sell and it goes moldy, you get a huge problem on your hands.
Yes.
So you do want to dry it out, but at the same time, your cannabis consumer doesn't want it to be bone dry, even though they want a good value, right? Like, because if it's water wet, if the bad dealer sprayed down with water, for instance, their cannabis to increase the wetness, they're risking going mold, but they also make more money because then they're selling the weight of the water instead of the plant.
Correct.
So obviously a consumer will want to have drier cannabis, but if it's too bone dry, it'll just break apart in your hands, and it's just a little... it's just too dusty or whatever for people's preferences. So, but yes, you could certainly bake that into some baked goods. The quality of the THC doesn't go down simply because the cannabis gets old, at least in my experience.
Okay.
So I hope that answers that question. In Uruguay, however, even finding legal marijuana can be a chore, as the woman that they interviewed for the piece, I think it was Laura, let's see here, Laura Andrade, discovered. The law lets registered users buy as much as 40 grams or 1.4 ounces of marijuana per month at participating pharmacies, but only 14 of the country's estimated 1,200 pharmacies have signed up to sell marijuana. Many balk at the idea of selling the drug due to low profit margins or fear of being robbed. The law also allows the growing of pot by licensed individuals and the formation of growers and users clubs. Okay, so it's a little bit better than I had thought that it was. Oliveira, that's the government guy, estimates 20 to 25 metric tons of marijuana are consumed annually between the legal and black market, and academic studies say the figure could be as high as 30 metric tons. That's about three times what the legal system could now provide at full capacity, and officials say it's actually been producing less. Oliveira said officials are considering granting more licenses because two companies, only two of them, are licensed to produce a total of 4 tons combined for sale to pharmacies. But officials say they only recently began meeting that target. Oliveira said, quote, there was no experience with farming on a large scale, and it took a while to finally nail the technology, the workforce, and the drying process. Oh, did these companies hire a bunch of newbies, people who'd never grown marijuana before?
Probably, because I'm going to guess that Uruguay, like Colorado and Washington and the other states in the U.S. that have created some, you know, regulated scheme, they likely said if you have certain convictions for cannabis on your record, you are prohibited from working in this industry. So yeah. Basically, the people that are most knowledgeable but can't happen play. To have got caught,
yep.
You can't work here.
Harvesting the marijuana was a difficult process from the start, said Eduardo Blasina, an agronomy engineer who held a minority stake in the companies that supply pharmacies. Quote, it's a complex crop, and the investors behind these companies didn't come from a culture of cannabis. You'd tell them, you need to buy 50 fans, something that's very necessary in some instances, and they'd look at you as if you were an alien.
Unquote. Why we need fans?
Uruguay's 8,750 registered individual growers are allowed to harvest up to 480 grams, which is a little over a pound each per year. If all met that figure, it would total about 4 tons per year. There are also 90 users clubs with 2,529 members. If they were to produce their maximum amount, it would come to another ton annually. An estimated 147,000 Uruguayans between the ages of 18 and 65 consume marijuana, with about a third of them using it weekly. But so far, only about 35,000 have registered to use the legal marijuana system. Even with legal users sharing their pot, Uruguay's Cannabis Control Institute says that the regulated market reaches just about half of the country's users. Most of Uruguay's 19 provinces still don't have marijuana dispensaries, even though the number of people registered to buy at the pharmacies has jumped from 4,950 when the sales began in July of 2017 to 24,000. Over 24,000 today. Pharmacy employee Lino Seye says marijuana arrives once a week at his business. Quote, they're supposed to provide us with about 4 kilograms, but only give us 3, he says. Quote, the system is ridiculous. I live far away, work and study. This actually is a local chef who has to remain anonymous because he doesn't want to be stigmatized for smoking pot. He says, I live far away, work and study. It's too complicated to buy like this. I'm here to buy it, but they won't sell it to me because I came some hours early. He says this on a pharmacy that distributes the marijuana on an appointment basis. Quote, if the law says this is legal, what's the problem? Unquote. Jose Luis Bertulo, who came to the pharmacy with his partner, said, quote, this is the last time we buy. This marijuana doesn't really hit you as much, he said, adding that the two want to register to grow their own. He says it will be much better to have our own little plant. So that quote means that the government, who is authorizing only 2 companies to grow legally for the entire country of Uruguay, has failed because those 2 companies suck at it and they're producing weed that the people who are buying it don't even like. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.